Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Somebody wanted to know the name of the athletics clothing company that is standing up for women's sports. It is xx-xyathletics.com. And I know you're going to have to do something about that name, but it is xx-xyathletics. And this is the clothing. Now, this is a woman. It started by a woman that used to work at Levi's. And when she was like their president of marketing at Levi's, she started speaking out on social media about San Francisco shutting down all of their schools. And the folks at Levi's were like, bub, 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 bub. We're woke here. We believe in science. We believe in Fauci, praise his name. We believe in those things. You shall not post things like that. And she was like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Bub, 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 bub. You better not. You're not going to get your free monthly pair of 501 button fly jeans. And she said, I don't care. So she left. She left. Rather than be canceled by Levi's, this woman left. Jennifer Say is her name. She launched XX-XY Athletics for women's sports. And even, and I kind of Googled this a minute ago, and it said, there's a website, LGBTQ Nation. Ex-Levi's president launches anti-trans sports clothing brand XXXY Athletics. Why? That's not exactly what the company is. It's not anti-trans. It's pro-women. How come you can't be pro-something without being anti-something else? Have you ever noticed that? You can't be pro-this without being anti. You can't just be pro something. Hey, I'm for women in women's sports. I get it. So you're a bigot. Where did that come from? Not a bigot. I just believe women should participate in women's sports. I knew it. I knew you were a bigot. But that's the way they do. They always have to do that. You can't just be for something. Can't just be for something. I've always got to be against them. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm completely okay with that. You want to think that that's a big problem? Okay, fine. That's fine. I don't care. You say you're anti-trans? Yeah, whatever. See a trans person? Fine, whatever. Go about your business. Go do whatever you want to do. In fact, I saw, speaking of that, we were in the New Haven airport this past weekend. In the New Haven airport. And we, as we were being checked in, right before you went to security, you know, the person that checks your boarding pass and your ID. Well, this person behind the desk, obviously trans. I mean, it wasn't even like this was a male that was trying to look feminine. That was not even the case here. This was a male who had long painted fingernails and had the jewelry of a female. So I guess that qualifies as trans or whatever it is. Well, let me tell you about this person. This person was using the F-bomb about every other word. It was F this, and I got to find somebody to come do the effing thing and effing that. And there are children in the line. Children in the line. And I looked back at my wife and I said, did he just say what I thought? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Don't care. They don't care. Because why? They're special. They are very, very special. And they're above all of that. So you can't claim that they do anything. They're never wrong. They're always in the right. And they're special. They're a special exception. And I will guarantee you there wasn't a supervisor. And this is a person that worked for the TSA, by the way. Worked for the TSA. And I will guarantee you there's not a single person in the Transportation Safety Authority that would have said anything to that person without fear of retribution and reprisal from Alejandro Mayorkas. Special exemptions. You see, they don't want to just be accepted. No, 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 no. Now, that's what they always tell you. We just want to be.
Well, it's more like we just want to be accepted by society. Being a female, I just want to be accepted by society.
Well, that's not exactly true. It's not that you just want to be accepted by society. You want to be an exception to society. You want to be an exception to decorum. You want to be an exception to the rule. That's what you want to be. It's not about being a part of anything. So now we're seeing in California, there was an equity-based. Did you know this? Did you know that math was racist? Did anybody know that? I had no idea. Math is racist. That's kind of mind-boggling to me. Isn't it you? You know, one and one is two, or two and two is four. No, that's not even a thing anymore. That's white math. That's something you got to shun against. White math. Well, math is math. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. But even if you bring that up, you're a racist.
There once was a great speaker called Martin Luther King. Said character's what matters, not the color of your skin. But conduct doesn't count now, just your identity. If you should ever question this, you're racist, obviously. Oh, we're all racist now, we're all racist now. Off to the gallows we must go, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Worse than Winston Churchill, worse than Enoch Powell, Ku Klux Klan and Jimmy Fallon, we're all racist now. Oh, the countryside is racist, dogs and cats are racist, eating meat is racist, Black Lives Matter's even racist. You know what's also racist? You.
Well, the California's architect of equity-based algebra has been accused of academic fraud. The state's math framework is strongly influenced by the academic work of Joe Bowler, who is accused of significant distortion citations in research underpinning the framework. She advocates for changes in the public school system. She sent her own children to a $48,000 a year private school that teaches its middle schoolers algebra, and charged an underfunded school district $5,000 an hour for her consulting services. Anyway, basically, she just made up a bunch of the research that she put out there. An anonymous 100-page complaint recently documented over 30 claims of alleged citation misrepresentation in her research. Stanford professor of mathematics in education is the person who is responsible for all of this equity in math BS. Some of the anyway, but you can plagiarize, you can make up false citations, you can make up false research, and you can do all of that. But as long as you do it in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion, well, then you're exempt and nobody can touch you. As my buddy Chris Plant says, it's good to be a Democrat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.